With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. Book a cabin with leaf views or a home with a fire pit for nights with friends. With stays under $250 a night, find a home for your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey there, awesome people. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to level up your life. You know that feeling when your mind's racing a mile a minute? Like a hamster on a wheel, just spinning and spinning with no real direction. That's exactly what we're tackling today. Cultivating inner peace in the midst of all the chaos. Because let's be honest, finding that Zen zone can feel like searching for a unicorn in a hurricane sometimes. But here's the thing. Folks, it's not about becoming some mystical hermit who lives on top of a mountain. Inner peace isn't about erasing life's ups and downs, but rather about developing the strength and resilience to navigate them with grace and clarity. It's about finding that calm center within you, no matter what storms are brewing around you. So, how do we actually cultivate this inner peace? Here are five key takeaways to get you started. First up, mindfulness. Ever heard the saying, be present? It sounds simple, right? But seriously, take a moment right now, close your eyes if you can, and just notice your breath. Feel the air entering and leaving your body. That's it. Just being present in this very moment. Mindfulness is about training your mind to stay grounded, to focus on what's happening right now instead of getting lost in past regrets or future anxieties. Think of it like a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. Second, acceptance. You know that saying, go with the flow? Well, that's not just a hippie mantra, folks. It's about accepting things as they are, even when they're not ideal. Resisting reality only creates more stress and frustration. Let go of the need to control everything and everyone. Trust that things will unfold as they should, and focus on what you can influence. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. Third, gratitude. This one's a game changer. Instead of dwelling on what you lack, take a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff in your life, big or small. A delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, these little things add up and create a sense of contentment. When you focus on what you have, you naturally attract more abundance into your life. Fourth, self-compassion. Ever heard yourself beating yourself up over a mistake? We all do it. But remember, you're human. You're going to make mistakes, stumble along the way, and sometimes even fall flat on your face. The key is to treat yourself with kindness and understanding, just as you would treat a good friend going through a tough time. Forgive yourself, learn from your experiences, and keep moving forward. And finally, purpose. We all have an inner fire, something that drives us, inspires us, and gives our lives meaning. Discover what lights you up. What are you passionate about? What makes you feel truly alive? When you align your actions with your values and pursue a life of purpose, you naturally find greater fulfillment and inner peace. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, minding your own business, when suddenly a car cuts you off, nearly causing an accident. Now, what happens next? Do you slam on your brakes, yell at the driver, and get completely worked up about it? Or do you take a deep breath, remind yourself that this is just one small incident in the grand scheme of things, and let it roll off your back? The choice is yours. Cultivating inner peace isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about choosing how you respond to them. By practicing mindfulness, acceptance, gratitude, self-compassion, and living with purpose, you can learn to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of calmness. Remember, folks, this journey is all about progress, not perfection. There will be days when your inner peace feels like a distant dream, but that's okay. Just keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself, and celebrate every small victory along the way. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on cultivating inner peace? Share your experiences, insights, or even just a funny story about a time when you managed to stay calm amidst chaos in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with anyone who could use a little dose of calmness in their life. See you tomorrow for another inspiring episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.